Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Good morning, Brian. So I see you broke down and actually did it. So you got to tell people what you've actually done. Because when I thought, oh, Brian, you can't go back now. You just can't.
No. Yeah, I bought a selfie stick.
That's so funny. Okay, all right. Yeah. So, and I saw the picture. And what I really loved about the picture was all the monitors, and it looked like Control Central, you know, Brian's Control Central. It was great. It was great.
Thank you. Well, I just loved all the reaction. You know, some people noticed the crosses on top of the desk, and some people noted the glass of wine and the three monitors, and yada, yada, yada.
I know.
It was a lot of fun.
It was funny because I thought, oh man, you know, he's done it. He's just gone too far, and we'll never be able to get him back. Once he gets sick, that's it. I mean, you know, it's all over.
So. It's all over. It's every picture I take is going to be a selfie now. That's it. You know, I want to go all Kim Kardashian on the world. How's that? No, that ain't gonna happen.
I mean, it's a funny. I mean, whoever came up with this idea, it's brilliant.
Oh, it is.
We're so narcissistic, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, and selfie sticks are just the best way to do it because you got the remote control, you know, so you can just hit the button and you don't have to touch the phone. And, you know, so that's the challenge. So that really makes it taking selfies and group shots and stuff like that a lot easier. And honestly, the whole reason I bought it was because it's a tripod. You know, there's a tripod that comes with it, so you can put the phone on there and you remote control the tripod. So if you want to record videos, you want to take a specific shot without the camera shaking and stuff like that, you can do
right.
You know, that's what I like about it. And, I mean, the selfie stick thing is just, it's a bonus. Plus, when you order on Amazon, if you order $35, they give you free shipping.
Well.
And it was like, okay, I'm at $28. I need $6 more. Well, what am I going to buy? How about a selfie stick?
Well, that's, you know, my husband and I are like prime whatever on Amazon. And so the other day, I needed something. I don't know what it was. And I said to John, let's just run over to Target. And he just looked at me and he said, we're ordering it on Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow.
Right. Yeah,
and I just laughed because, you know, there's a Target store like 2 miles from here. But it was just easier not to have to leave the house.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty lazy. That's lame.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't have yet is a drone, you know. So once I get that, then I think I'm truly over the edge.
Oh, my, yeah. I never thought about you in a drone, but that would be really frightening. That would
oh,
be,
yeah.
Yeah.
I have friends who have them, you know. And
I can
they
see it
just,
now,
they,
you know, your drone dropping pieces of bacon everywhere. There you go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine the cool shots you can get of people cooking bacon with a drone. I mean, just it would be awesome.
Well, you're going to have to get smell-o-vision then so that you
can. Oh, yeah, well, that's next.
It's all about the smell of bacon.
It's all about the smell. But really what it's all about is our guest. We have a great guest this week.
We do.
Lucille, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Lucille. How are you?
I'm very good. It's bright and sunny. It's 7:00 in the morning here in California. And
well, we We appreciate you getting up early to call into our show.
No, I appreciate being here. It's a good thing all the way around.
And so I had to send you a note this morning because it dawned on me that I didn't know how to pronounce your last name. And it's Sabal. Is that right? S-A-B-A-L.
Sabal, yes.
Sabal.
Sabal.
Okay, thank you.
I like that even better.
I do, too. I do, too. And Lou and I met on LinkedIn, which is amazing. I mean, we meet a lot of people on LinkedIn, but we started a conversation and discovered that Lou has a really great transition reinvention story that I wanted to make sure we got her on the show so we could talk to her about it so she could share some insights with our listeners. So, Lou, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your background and then how you got into the business that you're in.
Okay. Well, I have a very strong administrative background, and I've worked at places like PricewaterhouseCoopers and EDS, which is a former Ross Perot company located out of Texas. And I was working at UCLA at this time, and what ended up happening was our funding was pulled. And with the funding being pulled, we were, myself and my staff of approximately seven people, were told that we may want to consider other positions. So with that being said, I decided that, well, you know, I'm thinking in my head, it shouldn't be too hard to find another position here at UCLA. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even though I had seniority, because I had been there for quite some time and everything, whenever I would apply for something, there's 80 to 100 applicants. Much like out, yes, much like out when you're, you know, on LinkedIn or wherever people apply these days. So I thought, that's a huge range of people. And after having a couple of really great interviews, being so sure, you know, that that was the position for me and not being contacted, I thought, maybe I need to reevaluate things. Maybe there's something missing here for me. So I kind of sat back and sulked for a little while, massive sulking.
Sulking is good.
Well, you know, you're confident in the beginning because you think that, you think that you've got this dialed in. You think that you know what you're doing. And I was just kind of, gee, what's happening here? Well, I discovered pretty quickly as, you know, the time had gone by, it's an employer's market. And if you're over 50 years old, if you're over 40 years old and you're looking for a position, you're going to have to rethink how you do things, how things are done. Back in the old days, it was simple. You would just go to an agency would place you as a if they liked you, they would invite you to stay. If they didn't like you, then you would just move on. But you don't talk to people anymore. You talk to the computer. You put your information in, and you don't know if it was received or not. You might get back an autoresponder saying, thank you for your application. We'll contact you back if there's a match.
Yeah, very different. Very different world.
Very, very different. And then also, too, the interview process is much different. You have, you have people that are millennials, people much younger than yourself, interviewing you, and their interview skills, while they're not refined or honed in the way that they've been in the past, the process moves along much more quickly. Either you get a phone call, my experience has been, you get a phone call the next day or in a few minutes, or it's just much... Things move along much more quickly. It'll be back by email or it'll be a text message. That's how I've been contacted regarding
teaching.
And people text message me. And I'm thinking, well, who's this? And that's the first thing you do. You tap back a question mark, with who's this? And, I'm such and such agency or from such and such company, and we'd like to speak with you. Are you available now?
Oh, yes.
It's very different.
So you've moved into, tell us about your new business.
Well, I decided to sit down and write a business plan, and because I thought I'm
pretty bright. I have a background in human resources, and I've got quite a bit of business experience. So I sat down and I wrote a business plan, and I thought the thing I do best is administration. Administration mm-hmm. being all things within the office realm that don't require, that require management, but it's working in your, stop working in your business and start working on your business. That's mm-hmm. my little tagline. When you're working in your business, you're not making, you're not generating any revenue. So if you have, if you partnered with someone, you collaborate with someone, and you allow them to use the resources you have and the resources that they have, you're going to grow your business, guaranteed. You can't help but grow your business that you went into business to do. So I am doing virtual assistant work, but I prefer to refer to it as administrative consultant, because when you say virtual assistant, that lends the cachet that you're an assistant, and you're really not. You're a professional performing administrative work for them. When you say that you're an assistant, it's like you need to be given direction, where I'm a professional. I've been at this for well over 25 years in terms of administrative work, and I've worked in a variety of industries, and I have a really good understanding of what people are asking for and what they need and how things unfold from a business mindset, not just not so much administration, secretarial, but from a business mindset, where what the next step should be in order to yield the results that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's invaluable, don't you think, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in what you do.
I know you are.
Yes. So we'll talk about some of the tasks. I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of different things that I'm sure you do. But, like, with the people that you're working with now, what are some of the things that you do for them that help them free up the time?
Well, my target of people that I work with are people that are in coaching, people that are in business coaching, people that are teaching or instructing in terms of professional leadership.
Mm-hmm.
People in higher education, like professors,
mm-hmm.
PhD students. But my primary offerings are, I transcribe because a lot of these people talk, they speak. They are giving,
mm-hmm.
They're giving a lecture, if you will, and I transcribe their documents, or they interview people. Another thing I offer that goes along with that is project management, because when you get that transcription, when you get that lecture, there's feedback. Someone needs to book the room. Someone needs to calendar it. Somebody needs to negotiate the rates. You take a
mm-hmm.
someone needs to take the there's a guest book, because you want to know who arrived. You want to go back and you want to use their soft, whatever customer related. Software that they're using, like Infusionsoft or Constant Contact, you want to
right.
contact those people back for your additional offering, if that's a book or if that's more coaching or if that's more how to guide their business along. And currently I have a little more time on my roster. So that's available to people, like I said, in those areas. Training. Often people will use my services, those people, and project management.
How long have you had your business?
I've been consistently, it's been 2 years now, since November 1st. Yeah. The transcription has been something that's really taken off, because people often say, well, how come I just can't listen to this again? But when you see it in written format, it takes on a
right.
new life.
It does.
You know, you can pluck out keywords for your newsletter, which is part of the project management that I offer, you know, helping them write their newsletter, helping them keep their blog updated, mapping out how they want to do the marketing.
Well, and Brian and I both know, because we blog and we have podcasts, and you know, those kind of things, just keeping everything scheduled and updated, it takes a lot of time. So, you know, what you offer really does free up, like, our time to be out there, you know, doing more prospecting or engaging with prospective clients. So
what I was going to say is I have to give props to Books this show. You know, she handles everything for us. We just send an email to Kay, and she handles all the details, which is a beautiful thing.
Right.
And that saves a lot of time. So,
well, so, it does.
Go ahead.
So tell us what, Lou, who's been your most interesting customer?
I have my most interesting customer is someone who he talks about social media and the ways that it can be used in order to enhance people's businesses. But what his primary thing is, he's your coach's coach. He offers coaching sessions to people that are in coaching. There's different types of coaching, but these are predominantly in leadership and professional development, executive presence. For instance, as an example, you're an Asian female, you're 4'11", you have a tiny little voice, but yet you're now the vice president of Google.
Yes.
How do you get that person to project an image of leadership and power?
Exactly.
You know, that's a, or say you're a 6'4" Texan white male with a slight twang to your speech, and you know, you're talking to millennials, you're talking to people that are fresh out of college, millennials, and you're trying to get your website updated, but currently it has pictures of beef on it. You know,
but
you're trying to reach a different audience. But you're trying to reach a different style of audience. Right. How to communicate with them? And like I commented earlier, the communication style with millennials, or the communication style is immediate. Either they're interested or they're not. They want to be flexible, or they want flexibility. They want a huge range of there in the past. And as boomers, we need to get with the program.
Yeah, we do. You're absolutely right. And I know one of the things that I've done is I have a millennial mentor, and it's great because he's taught me a lot about how, like you said, how to communicate with this generation. So how do you go then about finding new clients, Lou?
Just how I met you. On LinkedIn.
Okay.
Using the millennial tactic. I go to Facebook and I look around and I type, I put certain keywords in, and I try to link with people that won't say, you know, people that won't refuse me, you know, that's one. Or I will comment in one of the groups that I belong to, because I have business mind, you know, which I like to think sets me apart from other virtual assistants, other administrative consultants. I have business mind where I will kind of, you know, introduce that idea of, you know, stop working in your business and start working on your business. You know, are you generating the type of revenue that you're capable of? You know, do you need, the only way to make growth is to do that strategically. And what I typically do is I will find people in that way, and then we'll have a conversation. You know, how do you see your business now, and how do you see your business maybe later, and what do you have, what are you doing to make those things happen? And then if I can fill in the blanks on something that they may have missed. Like, a lot of people think, okay, well, I have a Facebook page, I have Twitter, you know, and I'll get on Twitter and I'll, you know, tweet out things. But the bottom line is that, you know, maybe you need a schedule. When are your customers out there? When are they out there? You know, not just randomly, you know, it's convenient for me, 8:00 in the morning. You know, when are your customers out there online? You know, and that requires a little research, a little background to figure that out.
Yeah, that's exactly true, because you can put all kinds of stuff out, but if nobody's reading it or you're not engaging with people that, you know, that you want to talk to, then it's kind of a waste of time.
It is.
So tell us, Lou, what have you learned? What would you, you know, you've gone through this major transition, you've started your own business. I mean, that takes a lot of courage, that takes a lot of guts. So what have you learned through this process that you would want to share with people?
Your business is not going to be profitable right away. And you've got to be willing to say, okay, I've made a bad decision in this area. I didn't quite get the return on investment that I wanted. So what am I going to do now? I shouldn't continue on. One of the things I did is I joined a business networking group right out of the gate. And I thought all I had to do was attend the meetings, you know, and that I would be referred business. Well, it didn't quite work that way. And I figured
right.
that out. I figured that out. But then the question became in my head, where are my customers? You know, and people don't network in that way any longer, where you meet in the back of a restaurant and you present your company and you tell people,
tell
that handful of 20 people what you do. It's all online these days, just like how I met you.
Right. So did you go back then to people that you knew to start to get clients and referrals, or did it all come online?
A little combination of both. I went back to the professors I've worked with in the past and let them know what I was doing. And a couple of them were really kind, and they provided referrals. And at that point, I realized that, you know, I need to branch out a little bit more than the immediate university that I was at. And my millennial niece, she's the one that suggested LinkedIn. You know, if you want to really branch out, you know, LinkedIn. And she's not a computer person at all. I mean, she'll do the bare basics. And that's what I said. Okay, well, I'll just sign up for LinkedIn. And that's been predominantly the way I've met people. You can go to Meetup. That's also helpful, too, where because people don't network in that way. It's all online. So I went to Meetup,
right.
and you sign up for things that you're interested in, and you go to the event, and hopefully you meet someone. That's a little more of a shot in the dark. But
right. Hey, guys, listen, we've got about 6 minutes left, but we also have a caller, so I want to give them a chance if they want to ask a question. So hold on one sec. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question?
I do have a question for Lucille. Hi.
Hi.
I'm also, I started my business, I guess, two years ago now, not to the date, but 2 years ago now, and I have two questions for you. Do you have any 1099s or help that help you out? And then the other question is, do you try to take only, because you're a professional, higher-paying gigs? I've had that issue where I'm trying to only, because I want to keep my income at a certain level, I'm trying to only take, like, the higher paying, like, $25 an hour to $50 an hour versus somebody calls me and they have, like, a $13 an hour job.
Exactly.
And what's your name, by the way?
Hi, my name is Dion.
Hi, Dion. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you on mute. We got 5 minutes, and go ahead and answer the question, Lucille. Thank you for calling in.
One of the things you probably should do is, if you have a website, and I'm in the process of changing my website, what you can do is do a pre-qualifier to find out where they are financially. And one of the things that would be a good indicator is that what do they do? You know, there's a ton of jobs out there that will pay you $10 an hour, $13 an hour. You know, that's why I dropped the title of virtual assistant and turned into an administrative consultant based upon I am a professional. You wouldn't offer your bookkeeper, you know, you you wouldn't hesitate to pay your bookkeeper professional fees. So why why do you hesitate to pay, you know, your partner, your collaborator, the person that's helping you grow your business, you know, $10 an hour? So one of the things
for
the qualifier, find out where they are. You know, develop a list of questions to say, okay, you know, how's their business going?
And what about the 1099 that she asked about?
It's pretty simple. I personally submit back to them a 1099 form.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right answer, if that's where you're going.
I think what she was asking is, do you hire additional virtual? Do you work with other virtual assistants to grow your business?
I do occasionally, and I'm more than willing to take Dion's information offline. You know,
of course,
I'm more than willing to do that. maybe we can have a talk. You know, so I can pass on some of the resources that I've used to Dion.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Brian.
Oh no, I was just going to say. I mean, you know, I've used multiple assistants all over the world. And, I mean, there's definitely a need sometimes where you're the major, I actually did a course on working with virtual assistants, and we talk about having one major virtual assistant who actually helps coordinate a whole bunch of other projects or tasks based on needs. And that seems to be a pretty good model. So,
Right. So Lou, we're down to our last minutes here, and I want to make sure that people get your, contact information, so if they want to contact you, because you've really got a great business model here and a great product and service. So tell us how people can get a hold of you, please.
They can. I would prefer an email. At my first name is Lucille, Lucille, at my last name, spelled S like in Sam, A like in animal, B like in boy, AL, administrative.
And we can tell. We can actually tell that you're really detail oriented because you actually spelled it out. It was fantastic.
when I say it, and often I can't tell you how many times I've heard the joke. Lucille Ball? No, it's
Exactly. Well, listen, we've really, really enjoyed this. And thank you so much for taking time. I know it's early there in California. So thanks a lot, Lou. And we'll be talking later.
Yep.
Yes,
and thanks to our caller. We appreciate it very much, both of you guys.
Yes.
So, and I know we can connect up with you on LinkedIn, too. So.
Yeah. And I'd love to come back. I'd love to come back because I have so many other things I'd like to share. You know.
Right.
So thank you so much for inviting me.
Well,
we'll
see if we can fit you in later on, but thanks for calling in, and we really appreciate it, and I'm sure our guests loved everything. So take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good
job. So we got about 90 seconds, but it was some good stuff. And, again, I think she could probably crammed in a whole bunch more because, I mean, there's, you know my story with – and, you know, I understand the administrative assistant side of things where she's more of a business administrator where there's, you know, some people that are specific to tasks. And the one thing that we didn't get to touch on is what really kind of puts a dagger into that, the whole concept is something like Fiverr where you can get something done for $5.
I was just
going to
say, exactly. Mm-hmm. Fiverr's killing us.
It's killing us, but the thing is you get what you pay for, and that's one of the things that
you have to.
It's your business.
You have
to make the choices that you know you're going to pay for something of value, and that's what you got to do.
Exactly.
Right?
So you
all
get
right, Jan.
You
have yourself
for.
An awesome week, and we will talk
to you
next week.
Bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.